Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how players are using some of the most powerful cards in Magic's history. And today, we're going to be talking about the concept of Flash. But before we get started, thank you again for joining us! It's always great to have you join us whenever we manage to get another episode up. If you're enjoying the stuff we're putting out, please go ahead and give a like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment, or wherever else you are enjoying this episode. For now, let's get started right away with describing what is Flash. Flash is a keyword that allows a player to cast a spell which normally could only be cast at sorcery speed at instant speed, which is why you can cast your opposition agent in response to an opponent casting their demonic tutor. If you want to learn more about how instant speed effects work in Magic, we did an entire episode on Mastering the Stack, which you can catch right up there. But for this episode, we're going to explore how getting to play cards at instant speed, which you can normally only cast at instant speed, is actually a really powerful effect. And to do it, I called in a little help from an expert on how Flash can help you play Commander, Michael Levine. Michael is a CEDH and Legacy player who you may know from his appearances on the Mind Sculptors podcast as one of the Mono White guys, or maybe from his top four finish at SCG Baltimore with a fresh take on Heliod Suncrowned. So why play at instant speed? One of the early lessons that many Commander players learn is just how strong instants can be.
It gives you a lot more places to make choices. One of the things that you learn when you start playing Magic is that you shouldn't cast instants on your own turn unless there's a really compelling reason to do it, because you would like to see what your opponents do before you have to make any decisions. This is especially important, for example, cards that see play in Legacy like Brainstorm. You know, what cards you put back and which ones you keep really matters on what your opponent's doing. So just firing off a Brainstorm on your own turn isn't always the best decision. It's often better to wait.
Waiting for additional information also enables you to make better decisions when it comes to holding on to cards or which cards you should play out.
I personally really like getting to commit some things to the board, but not everything. Sometimes it feels real bad when someone, you know, just blows up everything and you have no more cards in hand because you've really just overcommitted. When you cast things at instant speed, you're more incentivized to not overcommit to the board, but you can still interact with people if you need to. And then if something bad happens, you know, someone's Cyclonic Rifts, you have a bunch of cards you can maybe even cast at instant speed. I have definitely, after Cyclonic Rift resolved, you know, floated mana, casted Shimmer Mirror and put everything back into play.
The power of instants are particularly potent in Commander, and flashing in permanence can sometimes be even more powerful.
I mean, I think it is fun to cast flashy spells with instants. It's fun when you're with your friends and all of a sudden you cast some stupid big fatty at instant speed in combat. Maybe you block and blow out some attack. You know, who doesn't want to cast like a Crater Hoof at instant speed, which basically becomes a Plague Wind on your opponent who thought they had this great Alpha Strike? You know, there's a lot of fun things you can do in more Battlecruiser type decks when you can do things at instant speed.
And if you were around before Prophet of Kruphix got banned, you can probably remember just how strong it could be waiting to cast all your best spells at the last possible second. As far as Flash enablers, there are no shortage of cards in modern design which enable you to play at instant speed. But, until recently, it was definitely the exception and not the rule for a great many years. All the way back in Weatherlight, we got the first such card in Winding Canyons, a land which allowed you to cast creature spells as though they had Flash for a cost of 2 and a tap. There are also a few other instant speed enablers on lands as well, such as Alchemist's Refuge from Avacyn Restored, and in exchange for having to tap specifically green-blue instead of any two generic, it let you cast any spell at instant speed. But the first card to really make a name for itself in CEDH was an unassuming little mirror. Shimmer Mirror is a 3-mana 2/2 artifact creature with Flash, and you may cast artifact spells this turn as though they had Flash.
Yeah, it's actually funny because, you know, these kinds of ways to do things at instant speed that shouldn't be done at instant speed traditionally. That's been part of CDH for a while. The first deck that really used this was Xur. So Xur is a cool deck because, you know, you put Xur in play, you attack, and you usually get to immediately put Necroponents on the board.
Shimmer Xur was powerful because it squeezed every ounce of power possible out of Necropotence. But there was another deck which exploited the mechanic to the hilt, with a card that literally named the mechanic.
But as you mentioned, there was a more powerful deck that used the Flash mechanic, which used the namesake card Flash. So this was like the first idea of what if you could give any spell Flash. It was a one colorless, one blue instant, where you could put a creature into play at instant speed, but you had to pay the rest of the cost, essentially, or it would go to the graveyard. Now, this is even better than just giving a creature Flash, because in Flash Hulk, what you would do is you tap for two, cast Flash, put your Protean Hulk into play, not pay the remaining four, let it die, and then get its death trigger, which is how you won the game. But the idea was that, you know, Flash didn't just put it into play and then into the graveyard. It let you do it at instant speed, which meant any time a player had a one colorless and one blue open, they could win the game. That's really one of the powerful things in general about being able to do things at instant speed. In the case you just described, other people exhausted their resources to stop you, and another player had a window because they could do it at instant speed. And that is, you know, why it is so powerful to be able to just cast spells on other people's turns whenever you need to. You can always identify a window. It's not about having the window on your turn. It's about there ever being a window whatsoever. And I think that kind of leads to the next card that people used that enabled Flash, which is Emergent Zone. So I feel like this is a controversial card. A lot of players hate it because it's a land that produces colorless mana and they want to play 4 and 5 color decks. But it's also a land that says one, tap, sack it, cast spells as though they had Flash until end of turn. That means, like in the scenario you described, any deck could now try to do its combo at instant speed. And that's really, really powerful. You know, you hear about players wanting to play the instant speed extra turn effects because they can create a window for themselves. That's essentially what Emergent Zone does. It says for basically two mana, because you have to tap and sack the land, you get to try right now. And that's incredibly powerful.
These strategies are so attractive because of how the stack works, and how winning at instant speed allows you to take advantage of even the tiniest of windows.
Yeah, I think winning at instant speed is often, you know, people talk about it like it's this amazing thing when your deck can do it. I remember when the Magda deck got popular, people were saying it can win at any time. It's so hard to interact with. And that, I think that's actually the main benefit of winning at instant speed. You know, someone casts a wheel and you win in response, and they probably don't have anything in their hand. That's why they cast that wheel. It's hard to interact when someone is responding to your way to search for interaction by casting their spells.
Recently, Wizards of the Coast has been experimenting with more effects which allow Magic players to cast permanents at instant speed.
Yeah, so there's been a little bit of change in design. And this has been said by Wizards of the Coast that they would give white more creatures with Flash. So they've actually been printing a lot of creatures with Flash, which I, as a mono-white player who likes to use creatures, I've been very happy about that. But they've also leaned into giving colorless cards Flash.
In the Brothers War, we got Liberator, Urza's Battle Thopter, a 3-mana, 1/2 legendary creature Thopter with Flash, Flying, and you may cast colorless spells and artifact spells as though they had Flash. Then in Lord of the Rings, Tales from Middle-earth, we got Gandalf the White, a 5-mana 4/5 with Flash, and you may cast legendary and artifact spells as though they had Flash, as well as Born Upon a Wind, 1 and a blue for an instant with you may cast spells this turn as though they had Flash and draw a card. Many CDH players, Michael included, have been experimenting with adding more Flash enablers to their decks, which has some interesting implications for how one of the stacks decks that Michael is particularly well known for can operate at the table.
Yeah, one of the things about stacks effects that is sometimes, you know, disappointing, I guess you could say, is that, you know, everyone knows they're there. ones that don't have flash, the minute they're on the board, people know that, you know, oh, your Graph Digger's in play, I'm not going to cast my Underworld Breach. And then they just wait until they have their removal spell, and when they had their removal spell, you know, the cards that it was stopping are still in their hand, so now it's effectively, you know, they've drawn a bunch of cards. A bunch of dead cards are alive again. But if you can hold your Graph Digger's Cage in hand and only cast it in response to their breach, you know, now you've actually taken a card out of their hand, and you've taken it out of their hand permanently. That is a lot more powerful. Now your stacks pieces are like counter spells.
Michael and I also took some time to share our thoughts of the other potential commanders who enable Flash as a strategy, including Yiva, Nature's Herald, Raf Capuchin, Ship's Mage, and Heliod the Radiant Dawn. If you want to hear about that, plus a pair of Doctor Who fans geeking out over the possibility that we get a Doctor who plays in this design space, be sure to check out the whole interview, which I will be uploading at the same time that I upload this episode. Flash is a powerful effect in Magic because it fundamentally changes the rules of the game. It allows you to avoid paying the premium you normally need to pay to get a sorcery speed effect at instant speed. I mean, who wouldn't want to pay 4 for Wrath of God instead of having to pay 7 to rout someone at instant speed? It also allows you to gain additional information to maximize the effectiveness of the cards you play, saving a stacks effect like Graph Digger's Cage for a blowout moment where you can wait until after your opponent casts their Animate Dead, meaning that even after they get rid of the effect, you've still got rid of their aura. And waiting until after you know that the coast is clear and no board wipes are incoming so you can start to play out your creatures and start swinging in to win, it's a very powerful option. Flash allows you to take advantage of minute windows of opportunity, instead of needing to wait for a window on your turn in particular, which sometimes means you can take advantage of the moment another player taps out to interact with a big threat like Blightsteel Colossus to cast your own big, beefy threat. Or it could even allow you to win on top of another player's win attempt, a much sought-after approach in many CEDH circles. There's a lot of space to explore, and there's lots of opportunities to try new things in this part of Commander. And with upcoming cards like Skittering Cicada, there's no indication that Wizards is planning to slow down printing effects that enable Flash for a wide swath of the permanents in your deck anytime soon. Have you done any brewing with Flash? Let us know about it! You can leave us a comment on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG. Or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.